Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose coming we celebrate and whose second coming we look forward to with eager anticipation, dear fellow redeemed. You may have noticed the cover of your bulletin that our sermon series for the season of Advent is entitled Stop, Look, and Listen. This Sunday's theme of our sermon will be Stop, and the theme is taken from one of the words from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. That is our sermon text for today. Isaiah writes, "Wash yourselves, purify yourselves, remove your evil deeds from my sight. Stop doing evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. Seek justice for the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they will be like wool." These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Do you know what a California stop is? Ever heard that expression before? It's when a driver comes to an intersection where there's a stop sign and doesn't exactly fully stop, just kind of slows down, looks both ways, and just shoots right through the intersection. I'd heard that expression long before I moved to California. It's also known as a New Jersey stop. But now living at a street corner with a three-way stop, I can tell you daily, I can confirm that there is such a thing as a California stop. In fact, I saw two of them yesterday that I don't even think they slowed down. They just went right through. When I see someone do a California stop at the intersection in front of our house, I often think of a joke that I once heard. This man coming to an intersection does a California stop, goes right through that intersection without fully stopping, and just so happened a police car happened to be tailing him from behind. Of course, he pulls this man over. The man tries to argue with the police officer. I looked both ways, officer. I slowed down. No one was coming. I slowed down. The police officer proceeds to take out his baton and starts bopping the driver over the head with it. "Ouch," the driver says. "What are you doing?" The officer replies, "Do you want me to slow down or do you want me to stop?" Lesson learned. I think of that every time I come to that intersection near my house. Stop. Don't just slow down. In our text for today, we hear God having to, in a sense, lay down the law to his Old Testament people. He tells them to stop. In fact, if you were to read through this chapter from Isaiah, first chapter of Isaiah, the verses that precede this sermon text, you'll see that God speaks very harshly. He speaks very clearly and severely against the sins of the people of Judah and Jerusalem. What was the problem? Well, it actually wasn't that they weren't following God's directions and God's law regarding their worship and their sacrifices. They were actually doing those things and apparently following them pretty well, at least outwardly. The problem was the attitude of their heart. Their worship had become a work that they were doing to try and earn God's favor. Coming to worship and doing the sacrifices and offerings, they saw as some sort of like gaining credit with God, earning his love. Of course, it was hypocritical. It was worthless in God's sight. Their offerings, their prayers, their songs were not focused on the undeserved gift of God's grace that God had promised to give them through the coming Messiah. Instead, they made their worship services just a mere show of their religious devotion. Again, an attempt to somehow gain this free gift that God was giving and offering to them in the first place. God spoke these harsh and fear-instilling words of his law to his people through his prophet Isaiah for the purpose of turning them away from those sins, to change their hearts and turn them back to him in repentance. And so we hear God's words in the first two verses of our text, and they are very much law. He says, "Remove your evil deeds from my sight. Stop doing evil. Learn to do good." These words of God are, of course, as important for us to hear as surely as they were for the people in the Old Testament. We too need to hear the harsh words of God's law, turning our hearts away from our sin, from our hypocrisy, and from our misguided efforts to somehow earn God's love and favor by our works, even at times by trying to do that through our worship or our offerings to Him. Maybe God's going to be happier with me now because I went to church every single Sunday this month. Thoughts like that. We need to hear God's words of correction and discipline when we find ourselves distracted by the things in our lives and in the world around us, especially during this time of year where our hearts should be even more focused on the coming of His Son, Jesus Christ, but instead are distracted with so many other things. And what does God say to us in His law through the prophet Isaiah? Does He say, slow down your sins? No, He says, stop. He says, remove your evil deeds from my sight. Stop doing evil. Learn to do good. There is, of course, one large problem. The problem is we have the same kind of heart trouble as God's people did in the Old Testament. And it's a problem that we just simply cannot in any way fix by ourselves or on our own. So again, we must look to God and look to His Word. And thankfully, the message God gives His people through Isaiah is not just one of stop doing evil, cut it out, stop doing evil, learn to do good, but it's also a message of invitation, a message of mercy, of His love and His grace. So if those words from God's law were also meant to be applied to us, those first two verses of our text, then the words of His grace, the promise, and the invitation from the second half of our sermon text are also very much meant to apply to us as well. We are included in these words that God gives us of cleansing and forgiveness when He says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they will be like wool. By our sinful natures, there is no way we can remove our evil deeds from God's sight. There's no possible way we can completely stop doing evil and only do what is good, as God's holy law demands of us. Our only hope of forgiveness and salvation has to come from Him, from God Himself. In His mercy, He gave us that grace. He gave us that salvation for us and for all people of all time by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is the one who kept the requirements of God's law perfectly for us. He never did evil and only did what is good. And He is the one who removed our evil deeds from God's sight by washing away the scarlet stains of our sins from our souls, washed us clean and made us as white as snow in God's sight. That is the good news that we celebrate as we begin this season of Advent, as we focus on the coming of that great gift of God, His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so as we begin this Advent season, I want to encourage all of us not just to slow down. You hear that oftentimes in the holiday season, right? Oh, slow down. Enjoy the holiday. I'm going to encourage you not just to slow down, but actually stop. In the midst of all of our outward preparations for Christmas, in the midst of what always is a very hectic and very seems like a very fast month, actually stop. Stop and take the time to listen to what God is saying to us through His Word each day. Be like Mary, as we read in those familiar words from our gospel reading today, in the midst of what must have been an incredibly busy, distracted, frenzied, and yet incredibly wonderful day, we are told Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She took the time to meditate on what had happened. What did this mean? Who was this Christ child? And so as we buy the gifts, bake the cookies, put up our Christmas trees, hang the lights, let's also take the time to stop. Not only to stop the things in our lives that are not God-pleasing, things that only add to the darkness of this world and to add to the darkness in our own lives, the things that God has told us to stop doing, but also remember to stop and think about the Savior that God sent to wash us clean from our sins forever. And then moved by His love and grace, may we then also stop and think about ways we can let our light shine. As you hang those Christmas lights, think of Jesus, the light of the world, and the way that He uses us as lights in this world to let our light shine individually and collectively as members of this congregation and the body of Christ, so that more and more people may come to know and believe in Jesus, the light of the world. This season of Advent, let's all take the time to stop, to look, and to listen, and to prepare for the coming of our Savior. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.